Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, the leftover turkey and trimmings are now in the fridge, and you're probably feeling a bit full from the fall feast. Mm-hmm. You're also probably exhausted from being up and out during the wee hours of the morning, Black Friday shopping. Mm. Yes, it has begun. We are in high gear from now until Christmas morning, and there is a lot to be done. Mm. But have you ever wondered how that we can keep Christ in Christmas? What are some things that we can do as a family to help our family stay focused during this commercialized month of shopping, shopping, and more shopping? Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And today, we want to start talking about how that we can keep our families focused on the true meaning of Christmas. And Bruce, that is not an easy task.
You're so right, Cap, it isn't, because we're constantly bombarded every day with the need to buy, and that tempts us with the things that we want, and don't get me wrong, I'm not against the giving and receiving of gifts. In fact, it's an activity that we want to pick up on, that Christmas is about the greatest gift ever given to mankind, Jesus Christ. But, you know, there are some things I think we can do as parents and grandparents to help keep our children and grandchildren in the proper focus during this holiday time.
Well, Bruce, share one with us.
Well, why don't we start with what might be going on even today? The very first thing that many of us put up in our homes is the Christmas tree. And I'm sure many listening have fun family traditions of going out, picking the tree, cutting it down, bringing it home, and then decorating it. And I put fun in quotes there. You know, I know it was a custom at our house, and some years it was more fun than others. But that's another story for another time. But, you know, as you're involved in that process, maybe you can leave your children in a guided conversation about the Christmas tree and say, you know, what are some of the meanings of the tree?
Well, what are some of those meanings?
Well, I don't know. I do know, but you can start by asking, why do you think the Christmas tree is an evergreen tree? And, you know, you're going to know you have a Rhodes Scholar when they answer, because no other trees have leaves on them, Dad, you know? But, and they're right, and the fact that evergreens don't shed leaves or look dead is exactly why we use them. They represent eternal life.
Oh, well, green is the color of life.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Good. Anything else?
Well, let's talk about its shape. You know, as we're looking at the shape, I'm saying to you, Cap, sir, you know, Cap, what shape does a perfect Christmas tree have?
I'd say a triangle.
That's right. And how many points are on a triangle?
Three.
You're so smart. There you go. And, you know, this is a special kind of tree. It represents the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Any other symbolism?
Well, you know, once you get it in the stand, you can ask the question I always ask, is this thing straight, with the hopes that it mm-hmm. is, but or which way does it point? And then let them know that one of the many messages of the Christmas tree throughout the season is to point people to Jesus.
Well, Bruce, I also know there's some significance to what we put on the trees.
That's right.
You know, the lights on the tree remind us of God's light to the dark world, mm-hmm. and the star, or perhaps the angel on the top, quietly retells the gospel story of the star or the angels of Bethlehem.
And that's so right, you know, and we can have a fun little activity in decorating our tree as we pull out the ornaments. I know it's always fun, and maybe you get together as a family and ask your kids to pick out their favorite ornaments and share with them why they're the favorites. Why did they choose this one? What's a special memory or story attached to it? And maybe they made it, but it can be a fun time for us to reflect on Christmas's past.
Well, Bruce, I know that you have a little tradition that goes on in that vein.
I do. Every year, Cap, I buy Karen a Christmas tree ornament that usually is a manger scene or has a manger scene on it, but in some way it tells the true meaning of the story of Christmas. And our goal is to have a tree saturated with ornaments that shout out the true meaning of Christmas mm-hmm. from every branch.
And Bruce, I know that oftentimes we as a family will buy Christmas tree ornaments that have something to do with an event or mm-hmm. something that happened with each of the kids. So mm-hmm. it can be a very meaningful time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the ultimate thought that we want to convey today, that the Christmas tree is a wonderful symbol and a reminder of our gift of salvation
yes.
and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. For the tree reminds us of the tree by which our sin was overcome, mm-hmm. namely the tree upon which Jesus Christ was crucified. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Bruce. We're going to talk more next week about how we can keep our focus on Jesus this Christmas season. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.